good buzz, obviously, after a promotion, and especially as it was the second attempt at it, the second time at Wembley. I think kind of contemplating another season in League One, and all that would have involved, including sort of losing a lot of important players and trying to rebuild again. It was important just from that one point of view. But you mentioned that sort of they've only got 6 points so far. But I don't think that really tells the whole story of the start of the season. They've actually adapted quite well to the Championship and are playing well. And there's only really been one game where there has looked like a little bit of a gulf, and that was at Wolves away when they still lost 1-0 and could have even nicked a result at the last minute. So they recruited well during the summer, brought in 8 players in total, and have made the jump up, even if it hasn't been reflected in the points so far. They were very, very unlucky in the opening day against Forest, lost 1-0, created ridiculous amount of chances. Similar story at Bristol City. They drew, should have won. And the other night, they were 2-0 up and well on their way to beating QPR. But had Lee Gregory sent off before halftime, that kind of changed it and allowed QPR back into it. So that was another one where they could easily be looking at another 3 points. So Leeds fans might look at Millwall sort of struggling at the bottom, but it doesn't quite reflect how
You mentioned, John, about the transfers that came in. There were quite a lot. Have they all settled in pretty well?
Yeah, they have, yeah. Well, a couple of them were here before. So George Saddle and Jed Wallace from Wolves had a couple of loan spells at Millwall previously. And obviously the manager, Neil Harris, knew them and trusted them. So that they looked like they were always going to happen at some point. They'd come in on permanent deals. And with, obviously, the influx at Wolves, they were kind of pushed out to the margin. So they've done really well. Saddle's probably been the best player so far. Centre midfielder, loads and loads of energy. He's got 2 goals so far. Gets around the pitch, breaks up the play, good on the ball. And Wallace will probably start on the right wing on Saturday. He scored there and now he's been very good. That was his 3rd goal of the season. Again, a lot of energy, a lot of pace. And hard workers, that's like one of the things about this Millwall team. They work very, very hard. The two new fullbacks, Conor McLaughlin and James Meredith, were both on the League One Team of the Year last year. They've come in straight into the side from the start. They've settled very well. Tom Ellis, the striker, he's injured for the weekend. Came in from AFC Wimbledon. He sort of started behind Lee Gregory and Steve Morrison in the pecking order, but he's out. And it's actually I've just heard a short while ago that Lee Gregory has lost his appeal against the red card from the other night, so he's going to be out. So with him and Ellie's out, it's who's going to partner Steve Morrison up front. And because Morrison and Gregory are so important to how Millwall play, that's going to be a blow for them. So Aidan O'Brien is back from suspension, so he's probably the one who's likely to partner Morrison up front, but it'll affect the dynamic a little bit because Morrison and Gregory are very good together. Or the other option is to play Fred Onyedinma up front beside Steve Morrison. He's sort of that little bit more unpredictable. You're not quite sure what you're going to get from. But yeah, otherwise the signings have settled in well and it's going pretty well for them.
I was going to ask about the kind of West Yorkshire connection. I mean, you mentioned James Meredith, but also with Gregory, the suspension, I guess from a Leeds point of view of disrupting things for Millwall, that's good, but it'd have been nice to see him back in West Yorkshire. And Leeds product Tom Elliott also not available to play there. Just in terms of names, though, if anybody you were to say, John, was one player that people should listen out for on Radio Yorkshire, a key man for Millwall, who would you say that is?
Well, I still think Morrison. I mean, he's the obvious one. I know it's sort of probably his time at Leeds was a bit up and down. I think he'd even kind of laugh about that himself. I think Morrison is still the key player. The thing about Morrison is he hasn't scored at home since last January, and his last league game at home was in December. But he's still going to be even when he's not scoring, he's contributing, because when they beat Norwich 4-0, he was quite influential. He didn't score, but he was always involved. So I think like he's 34 now, but he's still the one that Millwall looked at. He's the on pitch captain now, because Tony Craig has lost his place in this last season, and he's crucial to the way they play as well, because they're quite direct, and Morrison look for him quickly and sort of with diagonal balls, and he'll get flick ons, and that's a reason why loss of Gregory is so important, because Gregory is so good at reading where the ball is going to break off Morrison. Other than that, Saddle is going to be an important player. And at the back, Byron Webster and Sean Hutchinson, the two centre backs, have been pretty solid this season as well. But a lot will depend on who will come in alongside Morrison and how they'll play together.